Hello and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Elaine Jontek. Today we have an interview with Karen Hood from Heavy Horse Heaven, which is located in Yass, New South Wales, just north of Canberra. Heavy Horse Heaven supports heavy breed horses, the gentle giants of the horse world like Clydesdales, who have fallen by the wayside. Some have been abandoned, others need rehoming. So for many years, Karen has worked with these heavy horses. So welcome to the program, Karen. Can you tell me a little bit about Heavy Horse Heaven and how many horses you have at the moment to care for?
Sure, Elaine. Heavy Horse Heaven is a not-for-profit equine welfare organisation, and we cater mainly to the welfare of heavy horse breeds. We do take in the lighter breeds sometimes, but we're mainly devoted to the heavy horses. Currently, we've got 24 in care.
So what's a heavy horse?
Oh, Clydesdales, Shires, Percherons, anything you can't lift easily off the ground, I say anyway.
I wouldn't have thought any horse was easy to lift off the ground.
Yeah, well, that kind of covers everybody, I guess. But
so Clydesdales are the main?
Yeah, Clydesdales and Shires mainly.
Mm-hmm. How did you go about establishing the charity and what is it about Clydesdales?
Well, I've always been into horses my whole life, and the big Clydesdales just seem to, you get the romance of them, I guess, from the olden days that used to pull the carts, and I'm old enough to remember the Milko delivering milk to my grandmother's place when I was a young girl. But they're so gentle, and they're sweet, and they're big, and they're strong, and they're just so connective. They're really good horses. Well, the charity helps horses in need, and it also helps the people that are connected to these horses. So we might have somebody who is unwell, or there's been somebody in the family has passed away that has had a heavy horse in their life, and they don't know what to do with them. So we're happy to take them on, so deal with the abused and the neglected and the abandoned ones as well. And when I was able to have my own Clydesdale, when I got older, I bought myself a beautiful horse, and I realised that there was room for more, but I couldn't find any horse rescue that was devoted to heavy horses to be able to take one on. And a girlfriend said to me, well, why don't you start one? And I thought, well, it's a crazy idea. But here we are 8 years later, and over 100 horses was put through, and that's how we all started.
So can you tell us about your team of volunteers and what they do?
Oh, we have a wonderful team of volunteers. They come from up to 100 kilometres away. They come and groom the horses, they feed them, they pick up after them, they help with general farm maintenance. They have this wonderful rapport with the horses. And some of the horses that we get in have been through a really hard time with humans before. So just having that interaction with different people constantly reinforces the trust in them again, which helps them rehabilitate.
I bet they sometimes fall in love with the horses and want to adopt them.
Oh, they sure do, and it has happened a few times, yes. Our volunteers and our foster carers actually get first option when a horse has been fully rehabbed and is ready for a rehoming, and that does happen quite often. They develop these wonderful bonds with them.
So they must find this work very rewarding.
They really do. It's when they come out and hang out with the horses at Heavy Horse Heaven, yes.
So where is Heavy Horse Heaven?
We're located in the Yass Valley. It's about an hour north of Canberra towards Sydney.
Mm-hmm. And so what's it like to surrender a horse?
Well, sometimes it's really heartbreaking. Sometimes it's a bit of a relief, I guess. So we've had surrenders from people who might be terminally ill or are unwell to the point where they can't look after them as well as they should be able to. And for them, it's a real relief to know that their horses are going to be cared for. Sometimes it's like a family breakdown, or there's financial worries, maybe drought, or their lives have taken a change where it's impossible for them to keep their horses. While it's really heartbreaking for them to give them up, it's really reassuring that they know that their horse will be looked after. We're seeing a few come through because of drought conditions.
Are there more horses surrendered now with the drought?
Not so much more, I guess, but the reasons, the ones that we're getting through, the reasons seem to be a little bit different to what they were a few years ago. We are getting some through from drought now. It's heartbreaking to see what these poor families are going through at the moment. But we're on 90 acres, pretty much gravel ourselves, so it's pretty dry and hard to get feed at the moment for everybody, I think.
Can you tell us about rehoming and matching families with horses? Because they don't stay in this heaven forever, do they?
Well, we hope that they do. Once we've brought a horse up to its optimum physical and mental health, we deem them that they're ready for rehoming. And so we'll put out a call through our social media pages, and we let people know all the information on that horse, so that if it's a horse that is of interest to them, we ask them to contact us and fill in an application form. We go through the application and we contact referees. We do a bit of background checking. And then when we see that there's an application that suits the horses, well, we ask these people to come in and meet the horses themselves, and we watch how they interact. But we stay in contact with every horse that we rehome, because we stay their legal owners. We actually rehome them on a lifetime lease, so that we will always have a say in the horse's welfare.
Mm. So what do you love about what you do? Do you enjoy the horses more than the people that you interact with?
Oh, that's really hard to say. Like, I love making a difference to the horses, because the horses are obviously what we're there for. But in turn, you see the difference that they make to the people who come in contact with them, and it's a real positivity that they bring. It's amazing how you see people relax and change when they're working around them. It's really lovely. They're a great therapy and they're really good teachers, and I've witnessed it on many occasions, and I've actually felt the benefits myself. A few years ago, I went through pretty nasty family tragedy, and I really don't know where I'd be without them. And they really bring people together, like the volunteers that we have. They're all making new friends, and I've gained many friends through this, common ground, and it's really nice. I had a volunteer come through a few years ago who was really, really shy. He was quite withdrawn and anxious, but he stepped up one day and he said, "I want to come and volunteer," and he came out, and he'd been coming out for probably 2 months, I'd say, and he'd been working with this really troubled horse, and they had this lovely friendship. Anyway, he said to me one day, "Can I bring my cousin out?" And I said, "Yes, bring her out." So she gave me the biggest hug. She said, "You know, I'm off suicide watch now." I said, "I can't thank you enough." And I thought, my goodness, you know, if that's all that we've ever done, that it's all worth it. It's terrific. And they're still really, really good friends, and he's off doing wonderful things, and we don't see him so much anymore, which is a real shame, but he's got a wonderful life now. And we've had many of our horses go on to be therapy horses, like with Riding for the Disabled at West Wyalong, have four of our horses, and they're making such a difference to their community out there. It's really good.
So I believe you organise events on your property at Yass. You had the crazy Chrissy Stanley event.
Isn't she wonderful? Look, we don't actually have them at our property at the moment. We're frantically trying to get facilities organised, but we can only do that as the funds are available to be able to do them. But we do some public events, and a couple of weeks ago we did a Cocktails and Clydesdales event, and that was in conjunction with Pets in the Park in Canberra, and they're the loveliest people. And Chrissy came down and emceed the event for us, and oh my goodness, isn't she fabulous?
Yeah, we had her on the program a few weeks ago.
Oh, did you? Yeah, she's just amazing. That woman is just a big globe of smiles. She's just lovely. It was really good. We're hoping to have more events at the headquarters very soon, and I would love Chrissy to come back and do some work.
So how much time do horses take in your life?
Oh, pretty much all of it.
All your spare time?
All my spare time, yeah, they really do. I work 4 days a week in Canberra for a government department here.
So that's every morning you get up with the horses?
Get up at 5 o'clock every morning, and I feed out, and I leave work at 6:45, and I come home at about 6:30 and do more feed-ups and checks, and I finally get inside about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
So how many horses do you have on your property?
17 on the property at the moment, and we've got 8 out in foster care at different properties. It's a pretty full-on type of thing. We'd love to have volunteers, even if it's just to come out and just be with the horses sometimes. We've always got odd jobs and things around the place that need to be done. Of course, it's cleaning up after the horses, but just giving the horses that contact with different people so that they know that not all humans are so bad. Yeah, the best way to contact us would be via our website, or our Facebook or Instagram, and that's all Heavy Horse Heaven. They can Google us and they'll find all our contact details there. I think that would probably be the easiest way.
So where did you come up with the name Heavy Horse Heaven?
Well, it was the day that I actually thought, this is like heaven. It's so nice out here, you know, just with the one heavy horse that I had at the time. And then when I thought, oh, we'll get some more in, and yeah, it just kind of works because they come in, some of them come from really bad places, and it's like they've come into this paradise.
So it's wonderful to hear about your work in paradise. Karen, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Elaine.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Karen Hood from Heavy Horse Heaven. Karen works with a team of volunteers and supporters, and they have goals with the heavy horses to rescue, rehabilitate, retrain and rehome. You have been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks. Research by Joseph Schwenzer. And I'm Elaine Zhontek. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.